go here finally. 3-2-1. Good luck. Have fun. And we have started as we follow Quo Vadis out of the north spawn, out of the north parking lot here very quickly inside the metro station. They run as we follow it with... Sorry, as we follow with Destroyer here inside the metro station. Slow going here early on as we get things started. Action taking place in the north parking lot. That's Zebby gunned down by Destroyer. Now they turn and Hurricane right there shooting down Fireblood. But Destroyer catching a shot here down. Destroyer goes into the back parking lot. That's going to leave Lorenz and Odino to fend for themselves here on the back side of the map. I have one last thing I have to do here before we continue on, and I apologize. I should have had that up. There we go. Now we are set to go. As Odino and Lorenz over in the metro station parking lot, holding that area down. And they are the last two gamers here, and they are looking for Zdas Cuves of GPG. That is short for Z-Z-E. Much easier to say. We find him inside near the reception desk, backing up very quickly. Running toward the back hallway, and he is going to exit the doorway into the north parking lot, passing the Jeep, turning right, and he is going to double back into the metro station. So Zdas Cuves back inside the office. He runs. He's got the M4 at that distinctive sound of the M4. Again, retracing his tracks as he runs down the north hallway as he approaches the door. Quietly, he opens the door, whips out an HE grenade, now switching back to the M4. Turns a corner going down the alley now as we switch to the mini-map, and we see both gamers from Quo Vadis inside the office. And there we go. Odino under heavy attack. He got hit. He is bleeding under attack. Odino able to gun down Zdas Cuves to get the victory here for Quo Vadis. So that's going to start here. They pick up the first point. Team members playing today: Hurricane, Lorenz, Odino, Destroyer, and Balinatero for Quo Vadis. As we see Lorenzo tossing a grenade at Maynard of a GPG, catching it down. He goes for GPG. They start with a Zebby, Zdas Cuves, Maynard, Fireblood, and War Reporter. Into the alley we move. It's a 2-on-1 here. Destroyer doing a great job as he's able to gun down Fireblood. War Reporter right there to try to fend off the attack. Not going to happen. Balinatero caught by a grenade. I believe that might have been thrown from his own teammate, I'm sure. But down he goes. Zdas Cuves over into the metro station parking lot. M4, he's got to retreat. As he does, he's healing himself and reloading his M4 as he's being chased down very quickly by Quo Vadis. Destroyer right there to pick off War Reporter and Zdas Cuves to end the round. That's 2-0 now. Quo Vadis with the lead. We start with GPG through the company park. They run it as Fireblood and War Reporter inside the company park entrance as War Reporter guns down Hurricane. Very quickly, it is a 3-on-1, and they go chasing after Odino. Odino now doubling back near the metro station as he's tried to go inside the reception entrance. Zebby right there for GPG to gun him down. So as we look at it, Lorenz of Quo Vadis, the last gamer left alive here, as he takes a position just near the back hallway, just adjacent to the elevator. So he is going to hold up there for just a moment as we have action now coming through the alley entrance. That is Zebby. He's got the SR-8 out, but not able to see around the corner as Lorenz now running down the back hallway. Just near that north parking lot entrance door. Here they go. Zebby gunned down by Lorenz. LR-300 out and doing all the talking. Lorenz now turning on War Reporter, who had just come in the main entrance. Not going to happen. War Reporter going to finish him off here. GPG going to get on the board here. 2-1 after 4.5 minutes. We spawn with GPG once again around the south service entrance. They come as Balinatero catches a grenade from Maynard. That's 2 kills for Maynard now with a grenade. As we see Fireblood and War Reporter under heavy attack here, Lorenz and Hurricane falling to a GPG. As we go inside the metro station, it is War Reporter and Zdas Cuves healing up. They're joined now by Zebby. So 3 gamers here for GPG. They go in search of Odino. As Odino standing in the corner, actually he's on top of the metro station. We've seen that maneuver before, and last time we saw it, the opposing team came through the metro station, tossed a grenade up on top of the roof, and took out the gamer up there. It's a pretty impressive move. I think they knew where he was. As we flip to the mini-map here and watch the action unfold as we keep our first-person view with Adino of Quo Vadis. Four gamers remaining here for GPG as they quickly come through the office building. Here comes one through the metro station, so we could have some action. That is Zdos Kuve's M4 action in the direction of Odino, exchanging fire, and it's going to be Zdos Kuve's with the M4 gunning down Odino to get the point, tie things up here at two apiece. We respawn again. Quo Vadis on the respawn. They quickly make their way through the north parking lot entrance into the office. They run down the back hallway. Lorenz leading the charge, doubling back through the company park and into the metro station goes Lorenz. As we switch now to War Reporter, he's under attack from Ballantero. Ballantero doing a good job in that back hallway there. War Reporter closing the door. It opens up the opposite way there. He is hit and bleeding, and he's going to be healed there by Zebby. As Fireblood going to provide a little bit of protection there as they heal up, and they have healed right now. War Reporter, yes, they are healing. As a grenade just coming through the metro station, both of them tossed a bit too far. As action continues, Destroyer gunning down Zebby as Lorenzo is caught. Lorenzo catches War Reporter, so both those gamers just healed. Quickly go down. That's going to leave Maynard of GPG left to fend for his life. He is over underneath the train tracks here in the alley as he moves north now into the north parking lot. Turning the corner, weapon trained on the back loading docks, which has the doors open as he doubles back now, turning down the alley, going to go in the alley entrance. As he does so, he shuts the doors behind him. Action ensuing. That is Destroyer coming through the main entrance. Destroyer's got to reload. Whips out his Desert Eagle and puts a big-ass hole in his head. Maynard going down. Victory here for Quo Vadis. Score now 3-2 in favor of Quo Vadis. As we respawn with them once again in the north parking lot, making their way through the back hallway. Grenades being tossed out front, avoiding the grenades. That is Maynard LR300 out, but he's going to be picked off by Odino, who is waiting for him right there. Zebby now going to try his luck. Not lucky at all. Odino right there to pick him off. So two kills by Odino as Zdos Kuve's is able to gun down Ballantero here of Quo Vadis. Four QV gamers now healing up in the back hallway. One grenade would take them out, but nobody there from GPG to answer that call with a grenade. So some good action back and forth. This is what we expected from this match. As both clans needing a victory here to possibly see the playoffs. As ping time's not really a factor as we thought they would be here early on. As action in the alleyway now, and very quickly it is Quo Vadis overrunning GPG. Ghost is Poco. Ghost is going down. So another victory here, 4-2 now, as things seem to be a little streaky here. Three round wins here for each clan, as that has put Quo Vadis up now 4-2 in this match, as we have about 11:40 to go. We are in the north parking lot with Zebby with the MP5K out as he comes past the side of building stairs. He's going to look down the alley. He's got the SR8 out. Hurricane dropping two GPG gamers there as we do battle underneath the train tracks. And it is going to be Zebby who comes out on top. Ballantero on the wrong end of that spam dance from the MP5K. And Zebby now calling for a medic. He is injured but not going to get any attention. He is the last gamer alive. Zebby letting loose with the SR8. That misses. Lorenz coming through the north parking lot. Lorenz with the LR300. Going to shoot down Zebby with the LR300. So down he goes. So that is three in a row here now for Quo Vadis. Score 5-2. As we approach the 10-minute mark, grenades being tossed down the alley. Destroyer catching War Reporter off guard with a couple of shiny bullets here. Zebby injured, dying. Hurricane LR300 kill again. So some good action from Quo Vadis here throughout the last couple of minutes here as they have started to control the map here, control UT Turnpike. That is where we are at. Doing a great job here on GPG right now. Remember, GPG does have the point advantage here. They have three victories so far in this group stage. As we follow Quo Vadis now through the company park into the metro station. On the opposite side in the metro station parking lot, that's Zdos Kuve's, Fireblood, and Maynard coming through very quickly. It is Maynard Maynard with two solid kills. Are Ballantyro and Hurricane going down? Fireblood going to pick up the round win here for his clan. So that's going to be 5-3 now. As action very quickly in the alleyway, it's a 4-on-1. Ballantyro going down. Destroyer catching a DE right here very quickly. As action moves out on to William Street, this time tables are turned. Odino and Fireblood both dying. I believe one bled to death as the other killed the other one. So good action here all throughout T Turnpike. As Odino now taking a break in the restroom. Here comes Maynard through the restroom. Gunned down by Odino. Odino now retreating out of the restrooms. But not going to matter. Zdos Kube is right there to pick it up for GPG. They have won the last two. Score now 5-4 as we're now down inside of 9 minutes. Some great action here on Inside the Game. This is what clan base coverage is all about. Destroyer being shot down by his own teammate Lorenzo, who is then erased by Zebby's grenade as we go inside the metro station as Quo Vadis trying to hold down the metro station. War Reporter coming through, as is Fireblood. Hurricane going to cut down Fireblood very quickly as Zebby right there to pick off Hurricane for the victory for GPG. So we are all tied up now. Score 5-5 in this match. As we see GPG quickly infiltrating the north parking lot. Destroyer taking down War Report on Fireblood, gunning him down, but it's going to be Lorenz killing Destroyer. So another team kill there, as a Hurricane was in about a 4-on-1 situation, not to his advantage, but the grenade unfortunately taking him out, tossed by his teammate there. That has got to hurt as we watch Maynard and Zebby now healing up as they make their way through the north parking lot into the metro station they run. Leading the charge is Maynard, LR300 out. He's going to meet up with Ballantyro in the company park as Ballantyro caught by Maynard. Lorenz with the LR300 round on Zebby, but he is going to be picked off by Maynard. That is another victory here for GPG as they have now run off 4 in a row to take a 6-5 lead here on UT Turnpike. As action very quickly continuing inside the office building, you hear clans exchanging kills there. As we quickly pick up the action in the main hallway of the office building, as we see nothing but Quo Vadis on the giving in here. They are doing all the killing as GPG falling one by one. As we see Destroyer going mano-a-mano with Fireblood, and it's going to be Lorenz actually with the kill here for Quo Vadis. They stop the bleeding. They get back on the board. They tie it up 6-6. Our score 7 minutes here in the round as we go back inside the company office building following Destroyer now down William Street. We see Zebby and Fireblood quickly running down the alleyway as Ballantyro got a lead enema from Zdos Kube's M4. As GPG now holding down the alleyway, they are just waiting for Lorenz to come through there as we see Ballantyro now going 9-9-9. Gonna have to see what happens. He's dead anyway, so we should actually just continue this round as he is not gonna be much of a difference right now. Destroyer turning the corner here, but some good defensive play by GPG as they come out of the alleyway now trying to chase down Destroyer, who is limping, bleeding, just gets through the main door before he is taken out as Maynard caught off guard by Odino's LR300. Zebby gunning down Odino from upstairs with the SRA. Great kill there by him as we move inside the office building. That is Maynard under attack. He is injured. Injured. He retreats into the restroom. Excuse me. As he is going to be healed up here by his clanmate Fireblood. They go back out onto William Street, running towards the west down the alley. They go to Hurricane and Lorenz, who finish off War Reporter and Fireblood for the victory. 7-6 now our score here as Ballantyro still a 9-9-9 as we follow Zebby out of the north parking lot. He's got the SR8 ready as we see Lorenz and Odino coming down the alleyway. Zebby retreating back through the north parking lot as it looks like Buffetti has now come in for Ballantyro. Lorenz and Odina now through the north parking lot, passing the Jeep. as Balinatera has now been kicked via Punkbuster, so we should be good to go. He only had 2 kills for his clan. As action continuing in the metro station, you hear it going on. It is all on the side of GPG as we get there just a bit late, but War Reporter and Fireblood finishing off Lorenz and Odino. That is another victory on the side of GPG. Score now tied once again at 4 minutes 30 and counting. 7-7 is our score here. A lot of grenades being tossed down by GPG into the metro station parking lot. That is Zebby. Once again, he readies up yet another grenade. He's got War Reporter and Zdos Cuvées with him. His action now in the alley. Going down the alley, it was Destroyer being outgunned there by 2 or 3 GPG gamers. Fireblood making a move inside the McCain supply yard under a heavy attack. Hurricane catches Zdos Cuvées, and it's going to be Lorenz trying to fend off the attacks of Maynard. Not going to be able to do so. Maynard whips out the DE and says, you're no good, taking him down with a pistol whip. Nice work there by Maynard as he now turns in support of Porter. And Maynard able to gun down Hurricane there to win the round for GPG. Score now 8-7 in favor of GPG at 3 minutes 30 and counting down. This could come down to the last round here. As we follow Lorenz with Odino behind him, trailing the action in the alleyway. It is Lorenz letting loose with his LR-300, but it's going to be Destroyer coming through the north parking lot who picks off Zebby. More action taking place as we try to catch up to it here as Destroyer now inside the main office, quickly outside the main entrance. He sees Buffetti over in the company, over in the McCain supplier, quickly chasing after Destroyer. Was War Reporter, not going to matter. He is gunned down. 8-8 our score here. We are all tied up once again after 16 rounds. As we respawn with Zdos Cuvées, he's being healed just outside the main office as we go inside the reception entrance. Following War Reporter, taking a defensive stand over in the McCain supply yard, LR-300 out, as he is finally gunned down by War Reporter. As Fireblood and Zdos go to town here, it's going to be Fireblood gunning down Odino. That is good. And Zdos Cuvées. As Fireblood now retreating into the McCain supply yard, he's got Zdos Cuvées right behind him. As we pick up the action from the second story window, Hurricane shoots and kills Fireblood as we see Zdos Cuvées now retreating down the back hallway into the north parking lot. He's got about 30 health and the SR-8 out. His weapon trained all the way into the north parking lot. Here comes Hurricane around through the alley. Not quick enough. Zdos with the shot. It's going to be a victory here for Quo Vadis. 9-8 with a minute 40 remaining. As we see Buffetti with, I believe he has the LR-300. Yes, he does. Zoomed in, holding down the metro station parking lot. Weapon train back toward the alley, coming through the company park. That is Fireblood. Headshot on Lorenz. Zdos Cuvées infiltrating the metro station now. M4 out and doing all the talking. Odino bleeding around the corner through the north parking lot. He runs. He is going to be chased down by Fireblood. As Zdos Cuvées and Fireblood, along with War Reporter, a big SR-8 shot gunning down Buffetti here in the back as he just emerged from the north parking lot entrance. So GPG out and running here. They're going in search of Destroyer. Doesn't take long. They find him. He goes down. We are all tied up at 9 apiece. 55 on the clock and counting. And just as I said, this is going to come down to what could possibly be the last round here. As Buffetti going long distance shot here on Zebby. Zebby, though, with the advantage, he has the SR-8. Although Zebby is bleeding, he now heals himself. SR-8 out, though. He is trying to gun down Buffetti at the opposite end of the alleyway here. And it is going to be Buffetti being gunned down. SR-8 action there from Zebby. As Hurricane now up on the metro station rooftop, he is going to be taken out by War Reporter. And just like that, GPG is just overpowering Quo Vadis right now. As we go inside of the loading dock, it is going to be GPG all over Odino. So that is going to be a 10-9 lead here for GPG. They do have the 1-point advantage as we have 4 seconds on the clock. Quo Vadis, will we go into the intermission tied here, or is it going to be GPG up by, as GPG, their entire clan coming down to the alleyway underneath the train tracks. War reporter Zdos Kubates getting kills on Destroyer and Lorenz as Hurricane finally picks off Maynard with it from over in the McCain supply yard. We see the doors to the alley entrance opening. That is Fireblood coming through. He is going to go out the main entrance trying to get the flanking maneuver. Quo Vadis, it works. Two gamers going down here. Odino catching Fireblood. He's under heavy attack in the McCain supply yard. He's got the DE out. He needs to reload very quick. War Reporter on the other side of the fence. It's not going to happen. He is gunned down. Point goes to GPG. That is going to be how it ends here. 11-9. We're going to step away, take a break, come back with second round action. It's Oswald, you are inside the game. 11-9 our score at the intermission. We'll be right back.
And let's see, who wants weed off the air?
Nobody wants this.
Who wants weed off the air?
I don't want weed off the air.
I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio.
You've got a team, and that team needs a server to play on. That's where Locked On Hosting comes in. Our servers have 100% guaranteed uptime, 0% packet loss, low pings, and 24/7 quality customer support. Why get your server anywhere else? Locked On Hosting can provide a server for any game, new and old. If your game isn't listed on our website, we'll be happy to add it and host it for you. Visit www.lockedonhosting.net today for your very own low-cost, high-performance game server. That's lockedonhosting.net, where your game server experience is never compromised.
And welcome back. It is Oswald here inside the game as I'm just doing a little bit of housekeeping here on my notes. As you just heard, one of the best matches here so far. 11-9 is our score here at the intermission in favor of Ghostus Poco Ghostus. It came down there to the last round. Quo Vadis had a chance to tie things up, not able to do so. We had some excellent action there as GPG takes the two-round lead, but today I don't think two rounds is going to make the match. It's going to come down to the last couple of minutes here. We'll have to see how the action goes on UT Casa, which is where we're going to be here in just a moment. As we run down scores here from the first round or from the first match on UT Turnpike, as I said, final score 11-9, Fireblood leading GPG 19 kills, 15 deaths. Zdos Kubates 14-15, Zebby 14-15, Maynard 14-16, War Reporter 13-12. And for Quo Vadis, Hurricane leading all scores here in the server, 21 kills, 14 deaths, Destroyer with 18-17, Lorenz 14-11, Odino 14-16. Before he dropped, who was it? I can't remember his name. Oh, Balinatero only had two kills. Buffetti came in there at the last couple of minutes, and he only had one kill for Quo Vadis. So 11-9 is where we are at. We are between rounds here, as I was hoping to get you guys an update on the Allgemein Abensberger Zumutung versus... I forgot who they were playing now. Damn. Realm of Shadows, that's who they were playing. As it looks like... I thought that match started about the same time this one did. Maybe not. Anyways, we're going to drop back into the server as we are just about set to go. I was going to try to bring you guys an update on that match, seeing as that has implications on this one today, as I said a little bit earlier on. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen here. As I quickly go over the schedule. And... oh, they started earlier. No wonder I missed that. Well, damn. I wasn't thinking. I would have covered both of them today. Oh, well. My bad. So if somebody has that score, I'd love to pass that on. See what that did. I'm refreshing the ClimBase homepage here. Maybe they have the final score up there as we are just waiting on GPG to ready up here. Some of the other scores that are coming in here, Nemesis Corporation defeated Nazgul 32-13. Thanks to a chill for, or thanks to a Zenix for that final score. And actually, we are set to go here in the round. If I get that final score there, I will bring it to you. Realm of Shadows. Wow, Realm of Shadows defeated them 24-18. So AAZ in a little bit of trouble now as we get back into the match here as we follow Quo Vadis out of the New Alley spawn point. Quickly coming down, Lorenz dropping grenades near the Market Square Alley. Once again, coming through the Market Square, you see Fireblood shooting Odino. And there's Miles. Knives. Nephys? And Zebby coming through the marketplace. Sorry, I thought that said Niles for a minute. It didn't. As we see Zebby healing up with... I'm just deciding on how to say this gamer's name here. Knives. Destroyer at the end of the alley. Timbers, and very quickly, he is gunned down. Lorenz turning on Knives, but it's going to be Knives with the kill there. So he guns down 1 point here for GPG as they start the round very well here. 1-0 for them as we respawn with Quo Vadis. Coming through the patio courtyard very quickly, you hear action taking place over in the fountain courtyard and in the upper fountain hallway. That is where all the action is taking place as we come out on the patio courtyard side to find Lorenz again going down. As Zebby on the kill. That is going to leave Buffetti to fend for himself. He is the last gamer left alive. Coming through the new alleyway, making his way south toward the fountain courtyard. He falls under attack. He quickly goes down. Zidas Cuvée's on the kill. So just opposite of what happened on UT Turnpike, GPG comes out very quickly here and gets the two first round wins here on UT Costa to extend their lead to 4 points as we see Zidas Cuvée's taking aim at the courtyard alleyway. His destroyer now coming through. He is caught by a grenade. Down he goes. Coming a nasty stain. Nice toss there by Zidas Cuvée's as we move over to the T intersection with Maynard. Maynard's got Niffies in front of him. Both have LR300s out as they look down the alley timbers and see a lifeless body of one of their clan members. Janeo Boy now under heavy attack. He going down. Niffies with two back-to-back kills. Or Maynard is going to finish things up, gunning down Odino. So 3-0 our score here. And Quo Vadis coming out a bit limp here to start the second round. They're down by 3, now down by a total of 5. As Buffetti guns down Zebby very quickly, Odino erases Das Cuvée's, and just like that, GPG down to their last gamer. He is in a lot of trouble, only has a DE out under a heavy attack here, and it is going to be the grenade. No, it's going to be Destroyer with the G36 who gets the point. So after 4 rounds, score now 3-1. As Quo Vadis on the board. We do have a couple of substitutes in the game, as you heard, for Quo Vadis. Janeo Boy now in the game, as is Niffies for GPG. And I apologize if I'm pronouncing your name incorrectly. Action continuing on the arched foyer. That is Niffies coming through the Market Square Alley. He's got Janeo Boy and a Buffetti in his sights. And coming through the new alleyway, that was Maynard. With the flanking maneuver there, he's got the Desert Eagle out. He's able to SR8 Janeo Boy, and it's going to be Fireblood coming through. He is gunned down by Janeo Boy over in the marketplace. Buffetti's right there to pick off Fireblood. He is now calling for a medic. He's only got about a bar left. Zidas Cuvée's and Knifey's coming through, and they gun down Buffetti to pick up the victory here. So score now 4-1. Some good action here to start this round, but it's all been on the side of GPG. Action under the arched foyer. Teams exchanging kills there as GPG now turning back to defend the new alleyway as Lorenz came running down there. He was turned away by Zidas Cuvée's. Here comes Janeo Boy with the SR8 out. He misses, and it's going to be Niffies right there to pick him off with the M4. So yet another victory here. So having no mercy, taking no prisoners, that is what GPG is doing here today. And Quo Vadis, with that loss by AAZ, could actually pick up a point here if they can win this match. GPG leading this group stage. So a victory by them only going to secure their top rank here in this group stage. Action inside Market Square Alley continues. Destroyer being gunned down by an M4. as we see Janio Boy MP5K up on the Marketplace balcony. He is injured. He is going to get some healing help there from Janio Boy as we continue to follow them. Hanging very close there to the stairway of the Marketplace patio as they come down the stairs. Now we see Buffetti and Lorenz joining them in the Marketplace. They're going to turn the corner, go through the Market Square Alley, drop off the bridge, running up toward the T intersection. Buffetti leaving the charge. Niffy's dropping a grenade as he's quickly retreating down the old alleyway, trying to draw them into his line of fire here. He's got the SR8 out. A little too late. Buffetti with the kill. That's going to be another point for Quo Vadis. Quo Vadis. That's what I wanted to say. Quo Vadis. Starts with Quo Vadis getting the first kill on a GPG. Zdos Cuvée is going down as we drop in to the courtyard or the patio courtyard under heavy attack. Buffetti went 2-on-1 and Maynard picks him off. Destroyer coming through the upper fountain hallway. He's got the G36 out. Take Maynard coming over the bridge. Now he gets shot down. Maynard with the kill on a Destroyer. Maynard now calling for a medic. He is going to get that medic. He's going to get the attention there from one of his teammates as he doubles back, dropping off the stairs from the upper fountain hallway into the patio courtyard and now up onto the balcony as they heal up and wait for Janio Boy and Odino. I see Odino. I'm not sure where Janio Boy. There they are. They are together under the arched foyer. They come. Janio Boy trailing Odino as they come through the courtyard alleyway. Odino now going to stay low. Janio Boy going to go high through the upper fountain hallway as he comes out SR8 in hand. Odino has also come through the courtyard alley. So both of them in the patio courtyard now as they continue to chase down Niffies and Fireblood. As it looks like they just passed the T intersection. So a little game of cat and mouse here. As we pick it up with Fireblood coming through the upper fountain hallway, he's got his clanmate right next to him. As they emerge, Fireblood going to hold high ground there, trying to get a shot on Odino. He misses him. Returning fire is Janio Boy. As Niffy's now quickly down the old alleyway, and they hook up, and it's going to be all Maynard. He guns down the last two gamers here of Quo Vadis and gets a point for his clan. So score now 6-2 as Quo Vadis has fallen flat here, unfortunately, in the second round. Still a lot of time on the clock, 12 minutes to go. But right now they are down by 6 points. 4 in this round, 2 from the last round. As Zebby's SR8 catches Buffetti emerging from the upper fountain hallway into the courtyard, into the patio courtyard. He dies quickly coming through the courtyard alleyway. It is Destroyer gunning down as Zdos Cuvée, but he is caught by an SR8 shot there very quickly by Zebby. Zebby now looking down the T intersection. As we see Lorenz and Janio Boy training their weapons up on that T intersection. Zebby retreating up the stairs near the upper fountain hallway. Letting loose with an SR8 shot. That catches Lorenz. He's now got to heal himself as he continues to drop blood here. He has rehealed and reloaded, but he is going to be caught by Janio Boy with an SR8. Great way to end the round there for Quo Vadis. 6-3 our score, and maybe that was a kill that Quo Vadis back on track here and get back some of the points they have lost here early on here in UT Casa. As we watch Quo Vadis populate the patio courtyard, it is Janio Boy and Odino. They are joined by Lorenz coming through the old alleyway. Playing a bit defensive here to start this match. Destroyer now joins him as well through that old alleyway. As we have the HK-69 going on now. You hear the grenades being fired in the direction of GPG and holding back in somewhat a defensive position themselves. GPG, that is Niffy's just through the entrance. Caught going down and Niffy's guns down. Lorenz is quickly retreating. But under heavy attack from the upper fountain hallway, that was Zdos Cuvée being gunned down by Janio Boy, who is quickly retreating, switching to his DE, not fast enough, Fireblood there to gun him down at the exit to the upper fountain hallway. Out of the map, that is going to leave Buffetti to fend off 4 gamers here from GPG. Will he be able to do it or not? We'll find out in just a minute. Down the new alleyway, not going to happen. Blue team is the unlose. That is another victory here for GPG. And after 10 rounds, our score is 7-3 As we watch GPG come out from the covered spawn quickly down the upper fountain hallway, they run that as Zdot's Kuvace with Zebby holding back. Fireblood gets things started here with the SR8 kill on Buffetti. As Zebby gets his second kill, that's going to be on Geneo Boy. So quickly, Quo Vadis fall prey to GPG once again. They are already down three gamers as Odino turns his weapon toward the T-intersection. Not going to matter. A flawless victory here for GPG in round 11. Score now 8-3, and Quo Vadis is fading here very quickly, as they have dropped four out of the last five rounds here. And that has continued to put them in a larger deficit. Right now it stands at 7 with 8:50 on the clock and counting. We follow Destroyer now. Alley Timbers, we go. Maynard right there. Fireblood right there trying to draw fire from Destroyer. He's got the MP5K out of his Fireblood. Now rushes down the Alley Timbers. Turns a corner toward the T-intersection. He sees his clanmate Niffy's there as we continue to follow Fireblood. A nice work there, but it's going to be Zebby getting the final victory here for his clan once again. Out and running, that is what GPG is doing. They are controlling this level, controlling the tempo, controlling the map, as Quo Vadis cannot seem to get anything going. They have not had that streak they had in the first round. As action, Alley Timbers, that is Quo Vadis rushing the Alley Timbers. 1, 2, 3, they go down. Odino, Buffetti, and Lorenz all trying their luck down the Alley Timbers to turn them back. Niffies and Niles right there doing a great job on defense. Quo Vadis doing what they have to do here. They have to rush in order to make sure the clock does not become their enemy. Another victory here for GPG. As the lead continues to grow, it's up to 9 and now 10-3 our score here. As GPG quicker, they have just overrun Quo Vadis here. Quo Vadis falling prey once again to GPG as we pick it up with Geneo Boy under heavy attack over on the patio, or in the marketplace patio. Mono-y-mono-y goes Desert Eagles. They switch weapons, MP5K, but it's going to be Zdot's Kuvace with the final kill here. And, folks, this is looking like it's going to be nothing but a GPG here in the final 7 minutes. As you hear the PSG-1 popping there in the background. That is Destroyer. Not sure what he is doing. Weapon aimed down. So not sure what he was doing there. But he is on the upper fountain hallway patio. As we see grenades now being tossed up toward the exit. Here comes Destroyer switching to his PSG-1 again, getting the kill. But Zebby right there to pick him off. Back-to-back SR8 kills for Zebby and Fireblood. As now Zebby is the last gamer left alive for GPG. This could be the break that Quo Vadis needs if they can chase down Zebby as he comes into the market square. Lorenz taking aim at him. But Zebby picking off Lorenz. Great work there by him. Buffetti going to pick up the victory at the T-intersection for Quo Vadis. And they get back on the winning side here. 11-4, but they are still down by a lot. We'll have to see if that victory spawns anything here in a Quo Vadis as they quickly infiltrate the patio courtyard through the upper fountain hallway. Nobody home there for GPG as we go in search of GPG. Where have they gone? They are over in the marketplace. We pick it up there. All five clan members hanging tight in the marketplace. They have all entrances covered. Niles, Niffies covering the Alley Timbers as Fireblood now goes inside the Market Square Alley with Zdot's Kuvace in trail, as is Niffies. So three gamers now from GPG quickly infiltrating the courtyard alley, gunning down Lorenz with an SR8 shot. That was almost point blank. Niffies taking on Buffetti up on the patio courtyard, and it's going to be Buffetti killing Niffies, but Zdot's Kuvace is right there to clean things up for GPG. And I think that is going to be about all she wrote today. It looks like Quo Vadis is going to go on and be defeated here as Destroyer gets a PSG-1 kill, plink, on Niffies to start the round. Buffetti backing through the T-intersection. He is gunned down by Fireblood. Another big SR8 kill there for Fireblood. as he continues to have a solid game here with the SR8 and Quovadis getting that round. So 20 rounds done. That's not right. 20 rounds not done. 17-12, 12-5 here, our score in the match. As we follow GPG out of the covered passage front, a grenade comes flying at Zebby, who ducks and misses at Maynard, though, catching Lorenz off guard. He barbecues him with one exploding monkey. Zebby now SR8 trained down the upper fountain hallway as Zdos Cuves does in Odino before he steps on his own grenade, taking his life. That is another victory here for GPG. So the lead continues to grow here, 13-5 now. So that victory just a moment ago, just a flash in the pan for Quovadis, unfortunately, as GPG has come out smoking here on UT Casa, really taking it to Quovadis here as they have not get anything started. Unfortunately, Quovadis reeling from losing the last two rounds on a turnpike, which I didn't think would have that much effect, but they have not been able to do much in the start of this round as we follow it in the new alleyway with Janio Boy. Turns a corner into the markets where he's got Buffetti in front of him and Maynard over near the obligatory crate. He is going to die bleeding to dust. Kube's in for it now. Switches to his DE. They go near the marketplace. It is going to be Janio Boy capped by Zdos Cuves. So a great killer by Zdos Cuves as Odino now coming through the markets where I don't think he sees. No, he doesn't. And it's going to be Zdos Cuves who picks up the victory here for Ghostus Paco. So another victory there. 14-5 is our score. 2:54 on the clock. Buffetti gets a great kill, but he is then picked off by Maynard. Niffy's coming through the arched foyer into the market square alley. Continuing on, he guns down Maynard, though, picking him off. Maynard doing a good job so far. Odino now coming through the market square alley, turning down the alley timbers he runs as he's trying to find Maynard, the last gamer left alive for GPG. He finds him as he now runs down the old alley spawn point. Down the old alley, he's going to come out in the patio courtyard. Nobody home there for GPG. As Maynard now upper fountain hallway, tossing grenades near the exit. Odino sees it. He's got the AK coming out. Maynard doing all he can, but it's going to be Odino with the kill. And the point for Quovadis. Score now 14-6. Buffetti getting a kill in the upper fountain hallway on Maynard to start the round. Janio Boy following in trail with the SR8 MP5K combo. And over on the stairs to the upper fountain hallway patio, they heal up Buffetti and Destroyer. Janio Boy holding things down up there as Fireblood, the last gamer left alive here. So Quovadis, just like that, turning it on and off. Right now they are on as they won the last round. Looking to pick up their second in a row here. Fireblood down the old alleyway as he turns the corner, comes out into the patio courtyard. Nobody home there for Quovadis. Fireblood slowing things down here. A minute 11 on the clock. As Odino now enters the patio courtyard, he gets the kill on Fireblood, torn asunder with his AK-103. As action continues here, as we follow GPG out of the covered spawn, Zebby gets things started with an SR8 kill. Back-to-back SR8 kills on Janio Boy and Buffetti. Destroyer doing a good job holding down a defensive position here in the patio courtyard. Coming through, it is Fireblood with the SR8 switching to his MP5K. He's got Zebby with an aim at Lorenz up on the upper fountain hallway patio. Switching to his LR-300 and dropping off that patio, he now runs down. Being pursued, and it's going to be Fireblood of a GPG who gets the kill on him. 15-7 with 11 seconds, so this should be the final round. GPG going to rush out of the new alley spawn. Action taking place in the patio courtyard. Once again, blood and bodies everywhere. Time has expired. And when the smoke clears and the dust has settled, who is going to come out in this round? Well, right now we are down to a one-on-one, Fireblood and Buffetti. Here comes Fireblood through. He's chasing down Buffetti, who ran down the old alleyway in trail. And it's going to be GPG with the final kill there. That is going to do it, 16-7. Hardcore, we're going to step away, take a break, come back, and wrap things up. It's Oswald. You are inside the game.
Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike. Quake 3, Counter-Strike.
Turn this car around if you do not shut up.
Quake 3 and Counter-Strike. And a whole lot more. This is the all-new
family-oriented
radio.
Gamers are all about low ping nowadays, and I should know. DJ Weed here, and I have got to tell you about Speakeasy. They're the preferred ISP of serious gamers. Want to know why? Well, you get hooked up with up to 4 static IPs, 8 email accounts, 200 megs of web storage, access to local game servers on a nationwide POP network, a FileShack Mercury account, and priority routing when you sign up for the Gamers Plus package at speakeasy.net. Now, how can you beat that? You can't. Would I lie to you? Of course not. We've come a long way since ice skating and Quake 1 on a 14K modem. So it's about time you got with the program, don't you think? Look, if you want to find out for yourself, then fire up your web browser and check out www.speakeasy.net. They're the preferred ISP for serious gamers. That's www.speakeasy.net. Now what you waiting for?
And welcome back to Inside the Game. The post-game wrap-up here very quickly, where if you just heard Ghostus Poco Ghostus defeat Quo Vadis, final score 27-16. Things were close after UT Turnpike, but GPG came out very strong there in the second match on UT Casa, and it took it to Quo Vadis. 16-7 our score there in the second round, 11-9 in the first, 27-16. Again, our final score. Our Act of War Warriors of the game today for Ghostus Poco Ghostus is going to be Fireblood. He had 2 solid rounds. 16-15 on UT Casa and 19-15 on UT Turnpike. So he is the Act of War Warrior of the game for GPG. And for Quo Vadis, it is going to be Odino. Again, he played in both rounds, had 2 good rounds, so congratulations to Fireblood and Odino, our Act of War Warriors of the game. So that is going to do it for us today. Hope you enjoyed the shoutcast here. We also had GTV. I do want to thank Blaz of SlowFossa.net for providing the GTV today. And once again, thanks to both our clans, GPG and QV. And that is going to do it for us today. For Inside the Game, I'm Oswald. We'll see you next time.